Morning,
apostle.
We're going to talk from the
scriptures. I mean, you know, the epistle of joy, Philippians, written from a prison cell. But when you think of Paul the apostle, do you think of him?
You know,
I mean, is he
Philippians
like an Arnold Schwarzenegger body
is
type?
Is an the epistle of joy written from Paul or by Paul?
No, you know what I mean. I mean, do you see him as like
Paul the apostle?
If you've ever read, there's only one description, and I forget where I read it.
Sweat rag,
Josephus
around his neck. Yes,
you know the Jewish historian.
People were healed.
And I believe that he described
Paul the apostle as about 5 feet three.
He literally
extremely
looks at himself
with a very crooked nose.
Spiritual
now, whether that is true or not,
heart,
I don't know.
And
I don't know what type
mind,
of picture that you have in your mind
birth, what
of Paul
to him
the apostle,
on the Damascus
we've
Road.
Never seen him.
He looked at
but
that
I can assure you that when I think of Paul, I do not think of him as an athlete.
You ever think about that?
So with all that being said, over
and
over, if you study out Paul's epistle,
the truth of the matter
you'll see
is
that he uses athletic metaphors over and over.
Heart,
for example, in Acts 20:24,
he
says, "But none of these things move me; that nor do I count my life
running
dear to myself.
Birth,
here comes
running for
that I may finish
goal.
My
so
race."
So Paul, if you ever studied
joy,
out his epistle,
he says in
sure
Ephesians 6:12,
you'll
he says,
notice
for we
that
do
over
not wrestle,
and
we do
over,
not fight against flesh and blood.
In Galatians 5:7,
he tells the churches of Galatia,
he says, "Listen,
matter of fact,
you ran."
For example,
well,
in Acts
20:24,
he says, "None of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish
my race."
This morning, we're going to look
with joy
at the ultimate goal
in Ephesians 6:12. Remember, he says, "We do not wrestle; we do not
fight." Very, very important
passages
of
flesh and
blood.
And again,
and then in
Galatians 5:7, just to name a few,
he
says to the church at Galatia,
he's telling us
of the Galatian experience
now.
He's writing in the first person.
So
instead of beginning at verse 12, let's go back to verse 10,
really doing great,
and we'll pick up there, and then we'll get on verse 12.
Hindered you? Who's cut
he
you
says
off?
In verse
who
10 that I may
you?
Know him.
So
remember,
with all
we've
that
already
being
covered
said,
that, as we
the word
know
means
goal
in
morning,
Greek is gnosko.
Let's go ahead and
meaning
begin.
Not know
let's look,
about
let's begin
the Lord,
verse 10.
A bunch of like
and remember
facts.
Now, Paul is speaking
he
in
says,
the first person, and he writes in verse 10, and he says, and we've already covered these, of course,
intimately.
He says,
and also
he says, I want to experience the power,
I know him
in his resurrection
at
one time of
I want to experience the Lord intimately.
Of
and he says,
his
and I also want you to experience
ongoing
the power
resurrection
of
power,
not
every
the power
day in
his
life
as he runs
the one time
event
of faith.
Jesus' resurrection.
And he says, in the fellowship
of
his ongoing power
of
remember
the power
from
last
of the resurrection
time, the
life
suffering
working
there,
in him,
always about
99%
well.
Of the time.
And
in
it
the
says
New
also
Testament,
experience
about
the fellowship
or Jesus'
the
sake,
partnership,
not for our
the
sake.
Joint partnership,
so meaning
of
persecution,
suffering.
And then he says,
and
we're being conformed to his
that word literally means
persecution,
being
going from
persecuted
glory
to glory
of Jesus,
in the Christ
not because you're
by the power of the Holy Spirit
that is working
in our
lives,
for the Lord.
And if by
and
any means I may
attain
unto his
or
death,
arrive
where we're going
or reach
from glory
that
to glory
to
into
Christ's
likeness,
come to the end
if
of
by
the goal,
any means
okay?
I may
he says, if any
arrive
means
at
I might
or attain
or to, the
resurrection,
to the resurrection
from
the
dead.
From the dead.
And then
and
Paul
let's begin
says
this
about
morning,
all the things that we've been studying
beginning in verse 12.
And look,
and I love this.
Look what he says.
He says,
not
that
I have
already attained.
Now that word attained is not the
now,
same
that word
that we just
is
read
different
in
verse
the word
11.
In verse 11,
this word here
which
is
means
totally
to
arrive
different
at a specific
he says,
goal.
Nor am I already
this word right
perfected.
Here is different.
He says, but
Paul
I press
saying,
on that I may lay hold of
yet.
That
I haven't arrived
for which Christ Jesus
I'm not
has also
some
laid
spiritual
hold of me
over the top
giant
into the image.
You understand what I'm saying?
Now listen carefully.
He's saying, listen, I've not
Paul
reached nor have I achieved. I haven't obtained.
He said,
and he goes to another word. Look at this one. He says, nor am I already greatest
perfected.
Men,
have you ever
walked
met a
the face
person?
Of the earth? Amen.
He says,
have you ever
I
met
a
I haven't obtained
person.
It. I haven't reached there.
I
am.
I'm not where
they
tell me all the time.
I want
they're
to
sinless.
Be or hope to be.
Have you ever met?
He says,
really,
not only
sin,
that.
He says,
the
I'm
doctrine
not even
of sinless
perfection.
You know,
and so
that,
no,
where
no,
does
I'm,
it mean
I'm never
sinless?
There,
it means
saved and
I haven't reached the perfect level of
and see if they get mad.
Spiritual maturity in my life. In other words, he says, I am still by the power of another, the Holy Spirit of God. I am being transformed. I am going from glory
says,
to glory to glory, and I am
saying,
being conformed to the image of
he
Jesus
says, nor
Christ.
Am
Amen.
I
now that is Paul the apostle, and you know what I can say,
mature.
Paul. I love you. I thank
you, know
you because
the
here's the deal.
Just said,
think about this
he
man.
He said,
I mean,
still
he,
Jesus
transformed
himself
by the power
led
of
Paul,
the Holy
saved
Spirit,
Paul, where
who is on the Damascus
in
Road.
Me,
think about that for a moment.
Taking
Paul
me from
is a writer of one third
of the New Testament
into the image of Christ Jesus,
actually
his Savior
and
our Savior.
You know what I love about Paul? I tell you, I thank Hebrews
right
that
here. He wrote
here's
14
books
listen,
of the New
Jesus,
Testament.
He was saved
not only
on
that,
the
did Paul raise
by
the dead?
Christ Jesus himself.
Yeah, through the power
think
of God,
that.
Of course.
He's
yes,
the
I mean,
writer
he cast
of
out
one
devils,
third
he raised
of
the
dead.
New Testament.
I mean,
you know, 13
he healed
books,
the sick.
I believe,
he was caught up into the third heaven. He
not
saw
only that,
things
he received
that were unlawful
for
him to even talk
Arabia,
about,
are to
personally
speak.
Being taught
he planted
by the Lord
Jesus
churches.
Himself.
He was stoned,
think
he was
about
beaten,
that.
He was
I mean,
in prison
all,
over and over, and
he just told us something.
He healed the sick, raised the dead, and arrived.
Caused
up into the
third
heaven
totally
and saw things
yet.
That were he could
he says,
not even speak
I am
about.
Still
it would
fighting
be
unlawful
the good
for him to
faith.
Even tell
listen,
us.
He said,
"Paul, by this time, there have been dozens
of
churches
for
in
and out of prisons, beaten,
you
name it."
And
this
I read
man
that and I
just
said,
said
Lord, and I love him.
Paul, thank
he
you for
just
saying
said
that
to us.
Because sometimes
I
we feel
arrived.
That we have to arrive
listen,
and we're supposed to be right
to
here.
Be
and Paul says, oh,
do you
no,
understand?
It's going to be going
on. I mean,
on
I would have written 15 books
by
now.
Do you understand?
Amen?
Come on.
Not
so
really.
What does
that
tell
us
about
and he
the
says,
ultimate
I'm not
goal
arrived.
That we're looking
he said,
at?
We just
I'm
learned something from this great man of God,
the image
of
Christ.
I'm
still fighting the good fight.
I'm
still running
the
race. The
right.
Now, we're talking about
the ultimate goal.
Present
goal. So the very first
condition
thing
that we have to learn from Paul is
maturity.
This.
Listen, every believer
can never
should
be,
have
I can
the
never
right
be
satisfied
attitude
with where I am.
The right attitude
we have to keep
concerning
going. We have to keep growing.
We have to keep
running
condition.
The race of faith.
Man,
amen.
Listen,
and
never,
so that's what Paul is telling
do,
us right here.
I beg
listen,
you.
Listen, I've
never
met anyone
that's,
with where you are.
That's walking in sinless
perfection.
Boy, that is
oh,
the worst
boy,
thing
I
you
have.
Can do
I've
to people
satisfied
that they
with
were.
Your present spiritual
you know?
Condition, loved
you
one.
Know?
Listen,
but no, that's not true.
There's
no
such
thing
again
as sinless
perfection. Is that sinless
perfection,
or I'm so
or,
mature
you know
that
what?
I don't
need
to go
from
glory
to glory
to go to
church.
I don't really
need
to study my Bible
glory
anymore.
Look at me.
You know what?
No,
I've already finished going from glory to
glory. No, that
is
a day we get
impossibility.
When we see Him, we shall be
our position
like Him
in Christ Jesus.
So we look at all this, and we have to beware
on this journey.
Our faith that we're
this
race that we're running.
We have to
we are
be
not
aware
going to
of a false estimate
of our
own
spiritual
condition,
loved
one.
Amen.
And that would be the wrong
that's
attitude.
We shall be
you
like
remember
him.
That Jesus
so
in the seven letters
aware,
that he loved one
that was
as we
pinned
run
to the seven churches
faith,
there in the book of Revelation.
Looking at the
one of the churches
goal,
in Revelation
one,
3,
we
one
have to be careful not to have a false
here's what Jesus wrote and said about them. He says, listen, I know your works.
Remember in Revelation 3,
he said, I know your works that you have a name.
He writes to the church
you are
Sardis,
and
he
Jesus
says this unto them. He says, I know your
dead.
Works,
that
how you
have
like
a
name, a
letter
that
you
are alive,
us,
and
but
with all
you
of your names,
dead.
Calvary
how
Chapel,
you get
a letter
all
from the Lord
sheep.
Like that.
Amen.
And he says, you know what? I know that
he
you
said,
have
you,
a name.
You know, everybody
alive.
Thinks you're alive.
Your pastor thinks he's
everybody
alive.
Thinks
the praise
you're on
band
fire
thinks
for
me.
Alive.
Your program
everybody
thinks
they're alive.
Your prayer time.
You know, but
he thinks
here's
the deal.
Jesus,
you know,
I know
your
true
spiritual
condition.
In other words, a
corpse.
You
you're dead.
Are dead.
They're,
you're
spiritually
dead.
Dead.
Can you imagine
now, listen,
Jesus calling the
Jesus
church
of knows
the living
everyone
God, saying, I
he knows
smell
our true
death.
Spiritual
I
condition.
Smell
amen.
Death all over this
but
church.
To write that
he
letter
said the hope
church
come in and they hear the preaching, which is dead, and they leave hopeless.
What a
their
horrible
thing.
Are dead.
That's
I mean,
what
even
the
their
Lord
prayers
are lifeless.
I said all that to say this.
In other words, Jesus was saying about this church
listen,
that had a name that they were alive,
you are satisfied
you smell
right now,
just like
with your
death.
Present,
now listen carefully,
spiritual
condition.
If
or
any
your walk,
believer
is
it
satisfied
is not
with
the Holy
his
Spirit of God
that has
satisfied
meaning
you.
His walk as he
you
goes
understand?
Through this life,
no.
Okay, going from glory to glory.
Being
if
confident
you are
this,
satisfied,
he,
God,
where
he
you
who
are
began a good work
in your
in
spiritual
you
condition
will complete
and
it
how
right
long
now,
until
I can assure
what?
You
that it is
the very
not
day of Christ.
The
listen,
Holy Spirit
you,
who
we
has
are
satisfied
on
you.
Glory to glory,
do
adventure
understand?
After adventure,
very important.
Being conformed.
No,
every
we
year
are
we should be looking
growing.
Better, acting like Jesus,
changing.
Loving like Jesus,
man,
forgiving
no
like Jesus more and more. Amen.
Listen,
and that's what it's about. We
never reach that area
unless the rapture occurs and we meet Him. That I am going
praise
from
the Lord
to glory,
or we
and
see
not
Him
by as He
power,
is, and then
by
all of a sudden we're just
not by
be
my
just
wisdom,
like you know,
not even
not
by
the
my
King of Kings
to,
and the Lord of
but
Lords,
but the Holy Spirit who
but
lives
like
in me.
Body.
Amen.
He's
man,
the one
listen,
that's conforming us into the image of our Lord
so
and Savior
have
Jesus Christ. So you don't ever be satisfied where you are.
Tomorrow's a brand new day. We're still moving,
and not that I have already.
You know, M.R. Dehan, who's gone home to be with the Lord.
He says.
Or am I already
a great evangelist, but he was also co-editor of the Daily Bread.
I haven't arrived. I'm not there yet. I'm still going from glory to glory.
But here's what everybody had a copy of it.
I press on.
And he said this.
I am running the race.
He said, self-satisfaction.
I'm reaching out for this ultimate,
the ultimate goal.
So I press on that I may hold of that for which Jesus has laid hold.
Not that I've already attained or already perfected, but what does Paul do?
I pursue.
He says continually,
I press on.
Literally,
Paul, again, he's
every
using
day,
a metaphor, if you will, or an image, an illustration,
why?
That I may lay hold of
like a Greek runner
that,
who's meaning running down the
racetrack
the
as fast
Lord,
as he can,
as hard as he can,
which
but he's
Christ
looking
Jesus
at only
has
the
laid
goal
hold
line. He wants to reach that goal line.
So
and
Paul says,
and
I'm still running
says,
the race,
I
man.
Take
I'm running
hold
toward the goal
of
line.
What happens
says,
to me
I'm
on
not,
the Damascus
I'm
Road.
My spiritual growth
he,
is
Jesus
not complete.
Took a hold of
he
me,
says,
so
I
want to
take a hold of
the
him.
Word there.
So
press.
What is Paul saying?
It's
like,
let's bring it up.
I can
continually
pursue. Here we are.
So when you study out those words in Greek,
there's the runner.
He's got the ball. He's running toward the goalpost.
Paul is
to score a touchdown.
And there's the guy coming behind him, right?
If you will.
And what does he want to do?
Does he want to apprehend that individual?
Who is running down the racetrack
this side
man, as
no
fast
clue
as he can.
This side,
but he's running
I feel it, man. I feel it. Okay?
Goal.
No.
The
yes, he wants to
goal,
what? Grab that
okay
runner and pull
and
him down.
So it's
now,
like
that's
a football
about football.
But you know,
we're talking
you've
about
seen
the
him run
down the
field,
and there's that one guy.
He says, listen,
there's a guy
I just
with the ball,
lay hold.
And the guys, and
I want
the
word literally
all
means
of their heart.
They just want to pull that man down. Does that make sense?
Because
they want
he
to tackle that
me
man. Well, this is what Paul is saying.
That's what Paul
I want
is saying
to,
right here.
To grasp
he
Jesus
is pursuing the ultimate
hold
goal,
him,
which
like
is this,
he laid
to be with Jesus Christ forever.
He says that
and
is
ever,
the ultimate
and
goal.
Ever and ever.
So,
and
that
is
the
to be with
goal,
Jesus
amen
there, literally
so
forever.
He says again, he says,
now, brethren,
I
do
not
count
myself
to have
arrived or apprehended
or
captured or made
it
my own.
You know, captured
what he says.
But
one thing I
do. Let's stop right there.
One thing I do.
Did you notice
now,
that
I want you to look
in your Bible
at the word
I do.
Is that in
is
italics?
Is it in italics in your
that
Bible?
That just means that
okay,
it's
that
not
means
in the original.
It was supplied
it
by the translators
because
added
it's not
for clarity
in the original
document.
They didn't really
okay
have to do that.
And so,
it could read
Paul,
like this, but
they
added
one
that
thing
to make for clarity. But really,
he says, I do.
Forgetting those
says,
things
but there's
which
only
are
one
behind
thing,
and
reaching
forward
to
those
things
which
I forget those things which
so
are behind,
you have to,
and
have
I reach
the right
forward to those things which are
condition
ahead.
But love one, you
what
also
does that
have to do something else.
First of all,
you
have
to
have
the right
have attitude
the right
about your
focus
spiritual condition.
And that's what
condition
Paul is doing right here.
And now you
Paul
have
did
have
not focus
right
on many,
focus
many things.
Did you
Paul
notice that Paul didn't say,
one
man,
thing,
I am
one
locked
thing
in
only
on
he
many
narrowed
things
his life,
he says,
and
I
he
am
narrowed
his
focus
on one thing.
Down
I have to one
love person.
I have
one
passion.
I want that
one
person
and
one
name,
and
that
is Jesus
Christ.
So Paul
narrowed
his life and his focus
in your
down
life right now
to one
the greatest
thing, which is
priority
our Lord.
Think about it.
Let me ask you a question.
What would you write down and say, what is
what
the number
is
one priority
the greatest
in your life
priority?
Well, listen,
right
you know what
now
right
in
focus
your life
is concerning our passage?
I mean,
it's keeping
you know,
your
so many
focus
things that
on,
this
keeping
is a
priority,
the
main
thing,
and that is a priority.
The main
we've got to do
amen
this,
and
we've got to
and
do
that's
that.
What Paul
but
was
what
doing
is the number one
you remember
thing
when
you should be focused
on?
Jesus
was
invited to Mary and Martha's,
isn't it?
And Lazarus's home.
Remember when Jesus was invited to dinner by Mary and Martha,
shows up for dinner
and Lazarus,
and the Bible says in Luke 10:39,
and it says
and that Mary,
he arrived,
Martha had
a
sister
Luke
called
10,
Mary,
9,
who also sat
at Jesus'
and she
feet
had a sister called Mary,
and heard his word,
and, who also
and,
sat
Martha
at Jesus'
was
feet
distracted
and
with
heard
much
his
serving
word.
Let me say that again.
All these different
Mary sat at his feet,
and
she
approached Jesus
heard
and said, Lord,
the words
do you not
Jesus
care that
he
my
speaking
sister has left me
and
alone
it says, but
to
Martha was
tell
distracted with much serving.
I added
was distracted.
Woman, okay?
She pulled in this
tell
direction
my sister.
She's probably making biscuits and cooking the ham.
Did that?
Of course, no ham. There were juice.
And said, get up.
You know,
I'm trying
to feed
everybody. You know, the fish.
Peter's eating like a pig
whatever
or something. I
you
don't know.
Know.
You know what I mean.
Feeding
and so she
everybody
was trying
to cook it
all,
and
she
says,
was distracted.
Tell her
all
to help
me.
And then
well,
she approached
Jesus
and said, Lord,
and Jesus
do you not
and
care
said
that my
lazy
sister,
no,
I'm sorry,
Martha,
do you not care that my sister has left me alone
tender
to serve?
Martha,
tell her to get up and help
you
me.
You are worried.
Don't you, I mean,
isn't that
Lord, Martha, she is bold.
Literally,
you
could say,
she says,
listen,
I'm trying to feed all these people that are in this house, and your disciples are eating like animals, and I, you know, I need some help. You
you're
know
so worried.
And he
you're
says,
so
and Jesus
anxious
answered and said to her,
you're pulled
Martha,
this way, you're pulled
you
that way in your life.
That's
and he
very
says,
tender,
not
by
only
the way.
That,
it wasn't
he says,
mean
and you're troubled.
Martha, Martha,
now, that's
he said,
outward
listen, I can
you
look at your countenance, in other words,
worried.
You're troubled, you're agitated,
you're, worried.
You're really upset, Martha.
That word literally
and he, Jesus says,
you're torn apart
you're upset
on the inside
and troubled and worried
you're all,
about
you're being
many
pulled in so many
things
different directions. Now, he said,
Paul,
Martha, listen,
said,
only
I just
that.
Want one thing.
He said,
amen.
You are troubled.
But Martha,
many
now, that
things.
Word means, listen to what
troubled,
Jesus says.
Agitated, upset,
but one thing
on
is
outside.
Needed. One
so
thing is essential.
About
and Mary
things.
Has chosen that good part,
about many things,
which will not be taken away
I mean, do you have
from
a list?
Her.
One, two, three.
There are
go,
many things in our life.
You know,
right?
I've got to get all this.
There's so many
and
things
said,
to
know,
be troubled
man,
about.
Just, your
you know,
life right
yesterday
now,
was one of those
out.
Days where it just
you're
seems
so
like nothing was going
things.
To work
now,
for me.
Carefully.
I get, and you know, I left when I was leaving home. The sewer backed up.
Meaning
you know,
one thing is essential in life. One thing is necessary.
You know, one thing is needed. And Mary, and it was in our description.
Shower in the bathroom.
Mary, your
sister. Bath,
and then has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from
they never came.
Her.
Now listen.
Yeah.
That
so
is
if your bedroom is next to the master
right
bathroom,
focus.
Did you
see
think
that?
There might be a
right focus?
In other words, Mary kept the main
night.
Thing.
I have
the main
worst
thing,
headache,
and that's
I have
what
ever
we
had
do if we're going to reach
right
out for the ultimate
fact,
goal in our
I,
life.
I felt like
getting
to be
Bible
with the Lord.
Amen. We're running and getting
my
level one. And so. And
again, Jesus
the reason
said
I said
all that
is because she's chosen the good part, which
that.
Will not be taken away.
I guess because
from
I'm
her.
Worried and troubled now, about many things, maybe. Amen?
Here's the thing.
But one thing,
you know
Jesus said, one thing is needed.
Think about priorities
and Mary has chosen that good
and
part,
and
listen, which will not,
family,
which will never
bills to pay
be taken away
the
from
so
her.
But
listen, there are many things in this life
don't
that can take you this way
and
take you that way.
You do that.
But in truth, there's
no,
only one
you.
Thing.
What
did
he say?
Mary
and Jesus said, you know what?
Chosen.
Mary chose.
Three words.
Mary
chose.
Mary chose the good
it's the best part.
She, the part
and
that
it
will
never,
ever
be
never,
taken
no,
away
never
from
be taken
her.
Listen to me. Do you know, it, here's what
well,
we
listen,
have to
that's
do.
A powerful
we're,
word,
we're running a race to
there
the
she
ultimate
is at
goal.
Jesus' feet.
See,
and
Mary
right
chose the good part, and you
priorities
have to choose the good part of your life
as well.
You have to have
you.
The right focus.
Do you understand?
And so forth.
You have
and there's
to
only one thing,
right
and that's
priorities.
Jesus.
Amen.
And we have to keep our
and that's exactly what Mary did.
Mary
chose
on her own.
The good
no, I'm staying at the feet of Jesus.
He chose the best thing.
That's where you need
and you know
be.
What?
Why?
He was,
he's
with the
Jesus
Lord right this
preaching.
Minute.
He was
isn't
teaching
that
his word.
Oh,
and that's
loved
where
one.
All
no,
of
listen,
us need
we're
to be.
Racing
listen, loved
toward
one.
The
there's only one
goal,
thing that's needed,
and Paul
and that's
is
the
telling us
goal,
how
to
do it
to
in his own
Jesus
first
Christ.
Person
amen.
Way.
That's
look at verse 13.
All, that's all
he
we
says,
need.
Brethren,
now,
I do not count myself to have apprehended. One thing I do,
forgetting
those things which are behind, or we can say behind me, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead of me.
And that's
I'm
going
to be seeing
to
Jesus.
Do.
I'm going
so
to my
we're
eternal
home toward
and all
the
rest of it.
Go and
so
look what
Paul right here
he tells
is
us
using
how to
a picture again of an
again.
Athlete, a Greek runner.
And he says,
and,
brethren,
and
I do not
front,
count
man,
myself
he's running
to have
with all of his heart.
And
but
one thing
he's
I do,
forgetting, what
forgetting
behind,
those
the guys
things
that
are or which are behind or behind me.
He says,
again,
the reason I don't
is using an illustration of a Greek
runner.
And they're all behind him. And he doesn't,
he
says, I am completely
reaching
forward,
about
I don't hear the footsteps
Greek
anymore. I don't care what is
term.
Behind me.
Again,
my
like
eyes
I'm
are fixed on one thing.
Every muscle,
look at it. He
every
says,
fiber,
reaching
every
forward.
Nerve, that word straining.
That's another athletic
says,
term,
you've
if you'll,
got to do
if
something.
A metaphor there. He
you've
says, I'm reaching forward. I'm straining with
you.
Every muscle
well,
in my spiritual body, if you will, to those things which are ahead.
In other words, I want
to
see
Jesus. I want to be in my eternal home forever and ever.
He had a great past.
He says,
we,
and I do
covered
so by
all
this,
the
forgetting
great
those
credentials
things
in Judaism.
Are. Amen.
In my
what
past.
Did he count all that
behind me?
He said, I counted all this.
Question.
Do you think?
Dumb.
Do, is, we know is, that Paul
his
had
ways
a past.
Is no good. Just throw it out. It's rubbish.
He made havoc of
he
the
says,
church.
You know,
he was like a wild
and
animal.
He says, but
he wanted
Paul
to destroy.
Do you think that
Christianity?
The devil
he wanted to destroy
his past.
Every Christian.
In other words,
he
Paul,
locked
you know,
up.
You
he had
women
there
and
he held the
clothing men
and children
locked
Stephen
up and
put
in
prison.
The first martyr.
Those that would not recant Christ.
He says,
what,
Paul,
what happened to them?
Women.
They were put to death. Remember.
Even
and,
Paul,
and
even Saul.
In prison.
In other words, he's talking about
he
when
said,
he was
you
Saul.
Even made some of them
well, the things that are behind me. He was even holding the
and
garment of those
killed, if they
at his feet. Remember,
see,
whenever
Paul
they were stoning Stephen in Acts
loved
chapter
and
7,
he
the first martyr in Christendom.
Right here.
He
and
says,
listen,
he
had
it.
A past.
Do you think the devil
have to
tried to
actually,
his mind?
In the Greek, it would be. Completely
yes. Man, and
put
do you
it
think
all
he remembered
behind
the faces
you because
of
that's
those
pleading with
him?
So Paul is saying to each believer, he's saying this.
Do you understand?
Do not
allow. See, we all
have
a past.
He says, I'm not. But Paul says, oh, no. If you're going to run this race called Christianity, if you're going to reach the ultimate goal in your life, you have to do something. You have to do exactly what Paul did. Paul refused to allow his past.
Loved one, listen.
You have to
run
in the right direction.
Do you understand?
You can't run backwards.
That is so vital.
You can't.
What does that tell us?
You have to run
this way.
You have to run
forward,
running,
and so forth.
You know, Paul,
not only
the Lord
right
Jesus,
way,
he said in Luke 9:62,
but we have to be running
he said
in
this,
the right
no
direction.
One having put his hand
you see,
to
you
the
can
plow
run to the Lord,
and
you can
looking
run
back
away from the Lord
is
amen.
Fit for the kingdom
of God. And
so you
have
God.
To run in the right direction.
Listen,
the voice
that is
of the
looking
past,
to Jesus.
We always hear.
Remember what Jesus
you can be
told
driving
us
in your car.
9:62,
if you have
he
your
says,
radio
no
on,
one
so
having put his hand to the plow and looking back.
That's what I would listen to. Looking back to whatever.
And
you're not fit, he says, for the
and
kingdom of God.
And it
the
was before you were a believer.
Powerful.
You know what
did
I'm saying?
You know that?
And then it
does
takes
the past
you to an event
voice?
In your life,
or a person in your
you know,
life.
You can be driving
and you're
in
going
your car,
oh,
and you can hear an old
that.
Song.
You know what I'm
before
saying?
Before you were saved,
or you know
and
that's
a
where I used to
partay,
or
whatever,
you can be
you know
driving
know I mean?
Through a specific and, neighborhood,
and so forth.
You know,
if
you
grew up like some of you guys here, you know,
wish I
partied there, and you partied not me,
but
you did. You know, what I'm saying? And you go, oh, I remember. Thank you. Do you want to talk about it or think? But it's there.
Erased. My past.
And you know, you think,
amen.
It's like a voice
totally
to see
wiped
a
out
failure.
All the sin
and
so
the voice
forth.
Of the
man,
past
so listen,
will try
you can't
slay
run
you.
This race.
It will, you'll
will
never
try
reach
to
the ultimate
you.
Goal if
listen,
you are
Paul
looking
says,
back
no.
behind you.
You
the
have
word,
to run
you know what it
forward.
Really means?
Listen to me. Some of you,
I know, have gone
this,
through horrible things in your life.
Completely,
and they come up and haunt you or whatever.
Those things that are behind you.
Don't waste your life.
Not only
looking back and going, what could have been, should have been, or might have been in your life.
You have to live.
You're living today for the Lord. Amen.
You see, you can't live.
And that is so important.
That,
and
so
I know
forth.
That it too.
So you
someone
can't waste
it
your life.
That's why
Thomas
you look
Holcroft
back and go,
said,
well, what might
the past
have been,
is a guidepost.
It doesn't
it's
matter,
not a
does it?
Hitching post.
It's not,
that's
looking
a good
back
word,
is not
going to
change anything.
Leave
it's
the past
where it belongs.
Help
because
you.
If you concentrate
Thomas
just
Holcroft
on
said
that,
this,
whether it's
he says
good
the past
or
is a guidepost.
Loved one,
it's
not
going to wear you out.
A hitching post.
It's also going to just waste your time.
That's a good word.
Listen,
you can't
dwelling on
even
your past, whether
victories.
It's good,
you can't
you
live in the glory days.
Oh, the glory
you know?
Days or whatever.
I was listening to a radio
you know,
program
I
while I was shaving this morning.
Someone that,
the person that
I actually
know. While I was shaving,
and,
we'd
Terry
worked together,
Talbot, which,
I'd probably about 30,
constant,
over 30
industry,
years ago.
You know that
in the
he
Christian
did the face-to-face
industry,
and
it was a great interview, and I was listening.
But he was talking about the glory days. You know, the Jesus movement, and Pastor Chuck,
and all the Calvary chapels,
and that's where Rebecca and I first
Jack Hayford,
and
the
church on the way back, those were all,
so incredible
days,
okay?
It's wonderful to remember.
But the fact
those
of the matter
things,
is wonderful.
But you know, we can't camp
were,
there, can we?
See,
we have to leave
the glory
behind.
Days, so what?
Because if
Paul
you stay
said,
right
look at
there,
all my
you'll never move.
Look what I did
and
in
that,
Judaism.
And we have to move
I was
forward.
A Benjamin.
And
all
some
the things
of
that he said
had
he was.
Troubles.
He said, I
count
them all
failed
as
a father.
Loss.
I don't look
okay.
back there any
it's in the past.
More.
I failed
you know,
as a
so
wife,
we don't look at our past
victories,
successes, or whatever.
Or our failures.
Okay.
We've all failed.
You know, I heard
something.
Someone the other day say, "I failed
and
as a
said,
father."
Well, you may be here, then you're saying,
"I failed
Bill,
as
I'm
a
failing
mother.
As a believer. I'm
failing,
I'm failing
as,
a
Christian."
I tell you what,
you
if
know
you're
what
failing
I told
as a Christian,
service,
and you're here this morning,
if you're
I'm
failing
so glad
right
you're
now,
here.
I thank God.
I'm so glad
that you're
here.
I'm so
I
glad
God
you're in
church.
Church.
Amen.
I thank
oh,
God
listen,
right now that
I'm
you
telling
are
you what,
here
you
because
can't
we
change yesterday.
Love
you can't change
you.
The past.
Amen.
You can't erase one
Man, we
mistake.
Need one another
you can't
to help
one another.
One
word that you
and
said
that's what
yesterday.
It's all about.
And love one, you
he
cannot
says,
change
he says
yesterday.
Here,
but
he
I
said,
tell you
know,
what you can do by God's
past,
grace.
You can't change it.
By the power of the Holy
you know,
Spirit.
You can't take back. Can
and
you take back one
God,
word that you said yesterday?
You can lay it all at Jesus'
You know, there's a lot of words I said on
820
on the way home.
Amen.
That's what
you know,
God does.
I'm not going to tell you
listen,
what they were.
Leave your successes
you know,
with Jesus.
I don't want to embarrass
and,
you.
Because he's the one who gives you good success anyway.
Leave your past with him.
You're
your past
failures
yesterday morning
as well.
See,
so
you
I
cannot
walk into
press
the master
on
bathroom,
to the ultimate goal
the
if you
bedroom,
are anchored to
and
yesterday.
I'm ready to take a shower.
You cannot do it. So Paul
now
says,
no,
I leave those things behind.
Drain.
And look what he says.
Oh, yeah.
And I press or I continually
you
press
think
each
every day.
Toward
so
the
I'm,
goal.
I mean, it's Saturday.
Now, that
Saturday
word goal
I am in my
means
office
marker
all day.
And it's only here in the
today.
New Testament.
So
let me
read
so
it again.
I'm going, okay, so
I continually press
you know,
toward the marker or the goal.
Clean, you know,
why?
No,
for the
nothing
prize
nothing.
Of the upward call
I come here,
of
I said,
God
I
in
I said, honey,
Christ
I'll
Jesus.
Fix this when I get
so
on.
There is a goal or a marker at the end of our race.
Ask me if I fixed
it. And the only way
no.
that we can get there
so
is
then
like
I
a
called
the,
in other words, we're
rooter,
looking
rooter.
Right down the racetrack,
okay.
if you
yes,
will.
We'll be out
and,
a couple
and
hours.
Man, we keep in our eyes as a
you know,
fixed
when,
gaze.
You know, when they came,
so we have to
they
have
didn't.
Right focus.
We have to have the right attitude.
So all night long,
we also have
you're
to
in the master bedroom.
We have the only way that we can run this race is
I didn't
by
know
looking
it was gonna,
you at know, the right
person. I was another person in the first service. The
fumes
nearly killed me.
Let me
you
just
know what
read.
So I don't know why I told you that.
But you can't change it.
I was going to quote. It says in Hebrews 12, I'm going to go begin at verse 1.
And when I get
it
home,
says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
I don't care.
The writer of Hebrews says this, let us, let
every person
I am going
who names
to fix
the name
it
of the Lord,
and get
okay?
that thing draining in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lay aside
every
weight.
I had a lot of words this morning
hinder,
or yesterday morning,
the
and even this from
but
running.
I can't take them
running
back.
The race of faith.
Do you understand what I mean?
Which is the race of life, the ultimate goal. Now listen,
boy, I tell you what,
he says,
lay it aside, man.
Get rid
of
it. And here it comes.
Let Jesus
and the
happen.
Sin,
amen. Amen.
The sin, not
that's
a
what we're
sin,
to do. You have
the
to leave
sin,
your
which
successes and
leave so
your past
easily ensnares us
Jesus.
Or traps us.
If you
the,
are
the, there's only one sin that
past,
the writer of Hebrews is talking about
on,
there.
You will
and
never
that sin,
run
that particular sin,
of
is
faith.
A sin
you'll
of unbelief.
Always back
you cannot
there.
Run
look at
the
verse
race.
14.
Paul
unless
says,
you
here's
believe
what I
God.
Do.
Amen.
I press, or I continually press toward
what
will happen on that course that you have.
Did you know
that race that God has laid out for you
here?
I'm going to tell you what happens with unbelief.
It literally means
marker
from running.
He says, so
stop you
I
right
press toward
the
goal
or
the marker, and here's the reason. And that's for
that
the
sin.
Prize.
And he says,
and let us run with
endurance
of God
in
the race
Christ
that is set
Jesus.
Before us.
Here
so
comes.
We have to
how
forget
we
our
the
past.
Race?
We looking to the right
and we have
person.
To walk
looking
in the present,
unto Jesus,
okay?
The author
and the, way that
and the
we
finisher
that,
of our faith,
goal,
who for the joy that was set before him endured
the
cross, despising the shame,
and
set down at the right hand of God,
him.
We have to
meaning,
look
if we're
at
run
the
this
right
race,
person.
And
also,
focus. Our
and
focus
when we look at the right,
person,
we find
and
that
the right
Jesus
purpose,
Christ,
which
amen.
Is the prize.
Remember what it says
oh,
in Hebrews 12?
The prize of
it,
that
it
upward
says, it says that we're surrounded by
and
such
that's
great cloud
talking
of
about
witnesses
salvation.
And so forth.
And
it says,
because
we're
let
already
lay aside
we're already
every weight.
And salvation is not a prize.
In other words, salvation
that would hold us back from running the race. And it says, and the
sin,
it's like if I pulled out $100 out of my wallet, which I do not have,
ensnares us.
It's not a sin. It says
and I gave
the
it to
sin
you.
In Hebrews 12,
okay.
1 and 2.
Well,
so what
it would be
is
a gift,
the sin that
it,
so
you didn't
easily
ask for
traps
it. You just, it,
believers as they
free,
run
I'm not
the
asking
race
for anything
of
faith. In return.
It's
unbelief.
A gift.
See,
that's
here's
what
the deal.
The Lord
there's
does.
A lot of
Christians
that are
stalled. It's a gift. It's not a prize.
The
prize
race.
Comes at the end
they're
of
stalled.
All.
And matter
boy,
of fact,
what
let me just
turn
and read that.
So
to
Paul
you.
The apostle, again, boy, he is.
It says, therefore,
we're
since
we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
nerve in his
let us
body,
lay aside
will,
every weight
to reach the ultimate goal.
The sin which
so
Paul is saying, easily ensnares us.
That's
a
sin
of unbelief.
You know,
you
have to believe in the promises
we know
what
or you'll just stay where you are. Do you know that?
It's the goal line.
You have to trust
the
Lord.
Listen, on
the race, God has everything
he was dying,
need.
The last
and
epistle,
that
or before
preordained
death,
before
racetrack,
if you
removed,
will, just for each,
he
each and every one
Timothy.
Of us. Let me read it.
And
he says, so
Timothy
let us lay aside every weight of sin which
says
easily,
this
so easily ensnares us. Let us run
he says, I have
with endurance the race
thee,
that is set before us,
thee,
looking unto Jesus,
I have
the right person,
you see,
the race.
The author, the finisher of our
faith.
I
you
have
to. If we're
going to
run
race.
This race, there's only
he says,
one
oh, I kept
need to
the
look
faith,
at. And that
finally, there's
Lord
laid
Jesus
up for me
Christ.
The crown of righteousness.
The right
that's that glorification,
reason.
If you will,
the prize.
Which the Lord,
oh,
the righteous judge, will give me on that day. There's the
Jesus,
bema seat of Christ,
Lord.
And he says,
people
not to me only, but also all who
no,
have loved
salvation.
His
salvation
appearing.
Is not a prize, is it?
So he tells Timothy,
no, salvation is
writing to Timothy,
is a gift. You don't earn it.
My race is
over. It's free. You believe in the Lord, and he saves you. Amen.
Offering.
Yeah.
He says.
So here,
you know
that picture
see,
of a runner, and boy, Paul is just saying,
line.
I'm straining
I'm
everything, every nerve I have, everything, because I want to
it's,
reach
it's, he says, and it's
the
a
finish
good
line.
Fight.
Isn't it a good fight?
And I
want to
live
oh,
with the Lord
listen.
Forever and
oh,
ever.
Listen,
you
our race
the
is
marker
not finished, of
the goal
we can
finish
run
line.
This race
one day
in the power
one of us,
of the Holy Spirit
and
the
newness of life, if you will.
Remember what Paul said when he was writing Timothy
in his last letter.
Now he's speaking
before Nero
removed his head.
And to us
he says in
2
Timothy 4:7,
as many
as
Timothy,
I have
fought
the good
mature,
fight. I
spiritually
finished,
mature.
Have
race.
This mind or have
this
faith.
Attitude.
I want you to
finally,
think this
there's
way.
Laid up for me
he
the
says,
crown of righteousness.
And if in
that's
anything you think otherwise,
says,
if you
have
the
a
Lord,
different
the righteous
attitude
judge
about it,
will give me on
he says,
that
God will reveal,
day,
and not to me only, but
to
also to all
you.
Who have
listen,
loved
he says,
therefore
his
appearing
us.
He says, Timothy,
love
listen.
Listen. It's over.
You have to
I'm
run.
I'm being poured out like a drink
if you're going
offering,
to reach
I know
the
it's
ultimate
my time.
Goal.
But he,
and I
then
love
you
Paul.
Have to
See,
run
Paul
with the
never
right
gave
people.
Up. He never surrendered.
You know, when I was growing
you
up,
know what
it's
I mean?
Like, you know,
he,
I would hear that expression,
he just,
you're running with the wrong
he just
people.
Kept going.
You know, you ever that,
he kept
do you still say
on.
That today?
Nothing could, nothing
know,
could
but anyway,
stop
they did
man.
When I was growing up.
And he
you
says,
know?
Listen,
you're running with
the
bad
I'm
bunch,
at
the and
end of my
you're going to get in trouble
says,
or
I
whatever.
See the finish
you know,
line
so
and he's
Paul
going,
is saying
I'm
right
winning,
there,
Timothy.
He says, you got to go.
I am going
I remember my old
home.
Pastor, he'd
listen,
say, Bill,
our
you got to go
race
with
is
the
not
goers.
Over.
And that's exactly
and I know
what
that
Paul
we can grow
saying.
Weary and
you
well
got
to
if you're going to run this race, hook yourself up with people that are running the race. Amen. Don't hook yourself up with people that are not running the
race
unless you can get them to run with
every one of us.
You know, there's something about us, all of us together.
Some of you, if you're single,
and you
you'll
know
find
the,
your mate.
The devil is doing everything
he
can
and find
and
your
not
mate
here,
again.
But everywhere.
Now, with all that being
every
said,
church
look
to
what
the
he
body,
says now.
The body.
Oh, because
he
of
says,
the COVID,
therefore,
because of the
elections and all the nonsense that we're not even
all
supposed
of
to
us.
Be. Man, listen. He says, as many as are mature,
God's house.
That's spiritually mature, that are growing.
Amen.
He says, have this
that's
mind.
Where the power
in other words, think this way. Have this
if
kind
we would
of
all
attitude.
Get on our face
before he says,
God,
and if in
we
anything
we
you think otherwise,
laws.
In other words, if you have a different attitude,
do you understand?
I love what Paul says.
Yeah.
He didn't
if
beat
the
him up.
Church would get on
he
its
just
face
said, you know what? God will
and
reveal
seek God.
Even
seek
this
first
to
the
you.
Kingdom of God
now listen,
and his righteousness.
Said, let us. I tell you, all things will be added
loved ones,
we have
you know, we don't
need. This race,
the laws of man,
the
we want
goal.
The law
we have
and
to
the rule
run this
and the justice
race
of Almighty God
with the
his
right
perfect
people.
Amen.
So
do you
it
understand?
Says, let us,
oh,
let us
listen,
come together. Listen,
you know, my,
have you ever worked out?
Pastor,
you can
years
tell that I
and
haven't
years
worked
ago,
out
when
since
I was a
young
COVID.
Man. Okay,
I'll never forget
that's
what
about
he told
October.
Me.
He said,
hey, Bill,
it's like, okay, I don't care. You know, I look at the treadmill and I go,
with the goers.
Yeah.
And I said,
oh, yeah. Oh,
I've never forgotten
okay,
that.
That's enough.
And you know what? That's a good word for all of us. Go with those who are running
but
the
when
race.
I used to work
because if
out,
you go with those who are not,
you know,
you're going to stop running the race.
Becky
did you know
I,
that?
In the early days,
so
we
you got to go with the right
day.
People. Listen,
ben,
have you ever
I remember,
noticed about
you know,
athletes?
Again,
you know,
Paul is talking about athletes.
How they,
okay,
they hang out together,
athletes.
They run together.
But
you
have
know
you
what
ever
I mean?
You can tell I'm a runner, right?
Say, let's take weightlifting. Have you ever noticed that
weightlifters... Not really.
They like to have other weightlifters working out with them.
Why?
You know, weightlifting. Remember how they would, you know,
if you've
ever done,
okay,
if you're
let me spot
weights,
you, man. I don't
you know,
want this thing
like
to fall
to
down
spotted,
on your neck and
right?
kill you, you know?
In other words, you know, you don't want that thing to fall on your neck. And, you know, you're getting, okay, it's about,
you know,
three,
when I
okay,
was,
okay, some, three
when
weeks,
I was in high school,
10 reps, and remember how you're
name,
really
but,
the last one, and he kind of puts his hand under the bar and kind of helps
you.
You
know, Keller was poor.
Yeah, well, see.
It's not poor now.
You need that.
But
kind
back
of
then,
help.
There was only like
see,
90
it says,
kids.
Let
in,
us.
In high
I need you.
You
need me.
We
need
have
each other.
So,
we're the body
of
Christ.
We all
amen.
Football players,
and
man.
You know what?
And
we're
so,
going,
you know,
sometimes
we didn't
you know,
have
say,
well,
money.
You look like you're carrying a heavy
you
load.
You understand what I'm saying?
Let me help you. For it was. A let me
and tell
so
it,
make
the coach
what
we
me.
Did.
He,
and,
you know those 5 gallon
so
barrels.
See,
you know,
we need.
Well, he
to do that
poured concrete in them,
and that's what the
steel pole
right here.
Turn them over and pour the other one. And that's how we did our workout.
Think otherwise.
That's the truth.
You think I'm kidding?
And then you would be.
He said, "Listen,
I mean, you know how much weight that is.
Some of you,
and then he would stand on your stomach.
Some of you are
while you were doing that."
Some of you are not.
His name
forgetting.
Was Berman.
Some of you are not.
Corbell.
Going with the goals.
Nightmares still go.
And he says you have to get back on track. He's actually saying
there's
this.
You see,
that in the body of
we
Christ,
need to work out
there
together.
Are no spectators.
We spot one another.
We, you know, if
there
okay,
should be
it's
only
too much. Okay, let me help
participators.
You.
That's what Paul
that right?
is saying right
that's
here.
That's what it's all about.
That
we all should
that
be running together.
With one another.
We all should
but
be
if then he
cheering
says,
one
look
another
says, on.
But if any,
we should all be saying
you,
otherwise.
Listen, you're going to make
words,
it because
okay,
I'm right here
mindset.
With you.
If
in other
you
fall
words,
down,
you
I'm going to pick you up.
Running.
If I fall down, I know that
you're
no longer
reaching out and straining.
You're not doing
that.
And Paul is what he's really saying in this verse is this. He's saying,
you know what's
wrong with the 21st century church is that we
God did not say
world.
Person
train
to
us.
Be a spectator.
You know what I mean by that?
Do you understand that?
Let me give an example.
But
talking about athletes or whatnot. You
he
know,
says,
if you ever
no,
watch football,
you've got to get back in.
I mean, okay,
the
let's
race,
say you're watching
man.
The Dallas Cowboys.
He says you got to
do
get
you
back
sit
in
up
now.
And go down there
and
get
you know
on the field with them.
One of the problems
no,
with the 21st
you've got chicken
century
wings
is this.
Or pizza,
TV.
You know, sticking
you know
to
what I mean by TV
and sauce and eating it.
You know, you're really in shape and.
Talking
no,
about athletics.
What, see, the,
you know,
the world
like
is
the wide
world
game
every
the world
now
of
then,
sports. They've trained us to sit
okay.
in our lazy boys and
you know,
get
whatever
fat.
You watch. I don't know.
I'm
we,
talking
yeah,
to
but
this
then,
side
you know,
because I
know
like
that
when
you're
younger,
like me.
You know, like
you know,
if you're in your college,
no,
or,
listen,
just got out of
you know,
high
you watch
school,
a good football game and no, you're cheering them over. They're doing all the work.
But then you watch that game.
They're sweating.
You're
not
sweating. You're eating pizza, chicken wings, and
why you want to
live
the glory days all over again?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No. No, listen.
I'm not going to let the world train.
You see, the world is training the church to be spectators.
Because we watch the basketball.
I watch the baseball.
We watch this and this.
And listen, but we don't participate.
The adventure is
running. And then we bring that attitude into the church.
Listen, nevertheless, he says, to the degree that we have already attained,
we're all in the body of Christ,
and we all have an individual function
here, what we've learned so far.
Oh, we have to run this race, loved one.
He says, nevertheless, to the degree that we've already attained,
or that word
that
literally
reached
in the Greek,
this level of maturity, if you will.
All of us,
he says, he uses the word we, the same
then he goes,
path,
let
step
us,
after
talking
step
about the church,
and
let us walk,
you see what I'm talking about,
by the same
says,
rule,
not only by the,
and let us be
by the same,
the same
rule,
same
but the
mind.
Same
now,
mind.
Now, we know what mind that is.
It's the mind of Christ,
amen.
Now,
but he says here,
you need to be guided and led now
by what you've learned so far.
And when he says, let us run this race,
he's talking about a group of people,
of course, the church,
the
that
right
are
rules
in, a,
in
on
our
one
life.
Path all together.
2:5.
In step,
he says, if anyone
step,
competes in athletics,
athletics,
moving forward,
he is not
crowned unless he
and listen,
competes,
here's what I've learned,
or
you know,
wrestles or fights,
you
whichever
don't have
sport
to wear
it is,
those Nike shoes
unless he
to
competes
the race.
According to the
you just have to look,
rules.
Just look at Jesus, amen.
What
and
rules?
He's going to get you home.
God's rules,
but here's the deal.
One. Look at
he
it.
He says
again.
In Hebrews 12:1 again,
let us
run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Now listen.
You know,
we
Paul writing about the Greek
race.
Games is a comparison. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that those who run
right
in a race all
rules.
Run, but there,
one, only
one receives the prize.
Way,
he says, run in such a way
that
you may
happen.
Obtain it, meaning the ultimate
he
prize.
Says,
in
the ultimate
Bible
goal.
Says in 2 Timothy,
he says, and everyone who competes for the
Paul
prize
says, listen,
is
if anyone
temperate,
competes in athletics,
temperate in all things. Meaning,
that word.
You know,
see,
if you're an athlete, you have to have strict discipline.
He says,
he's not
crowned unless he competes,
he says,
unless
he
fights
he says,
and struggles, and
now
words,
they,
participate.
Talking about the
he says,
at the
according
Greek games
to the rules.
Isn't that
he
amazing?
Says, they do
in other words, God's
a perishable.
The Bible tells us,
crown.
We just read it in Hebrews 12,
it's,
1,
gonna,
he,
decay,
2, rather. It says,
garland,
one,
they
it says let us run you know, with endurance
says,
the race that is set before us, meaning a pre-appointed, preordained race for every individual believer.
Paul says,
you have your own preordained racetrack.
God says,
this is your life. This is your
thus.
Destiny. This is the plan that I have
says,
for you.
These, words,
these are the giftings that you're going to discover that I've already put in you. So
Paul says,
we need to
I
do
don't
those
run
things.
With
love
and
we have to follow the rules.
Paul
well,
says
in 1 Corinthians 9:24, he says, do you not know that those who run in a
in
race all run? That's true.
And
all,
I
everybody's
don't know
running.
Maybe for what reason or
he
what
he says,
not,
but only
so
one person,
believers.
Only one receives
they do run
the prize.
Certainty.
Run in such
they're
a way that you may obtain it. In other words,
they're not
the
certain of their own
prize.
Salvation.
They're
no.
not certain.
And everyone
really
who competes for the prize is
really
temperate in all things. In other words, you eat
running,
right, you have discipline, you work out or whatnot.
In their
and he says, they're
and
temperate in all things.
Today,
now, they, not us,
you know, if
they,
not
he's talking
the
about the Greek
God
games,
God
okay?
In
he
circles.
Says, they
you
do it
that?
To obtain a perishable crown.
Can you imagine the Olympians?
And you know, just running in circles. And sometimes they start running, Christians,
you know,
in the wrong direction,
what they call it.
And they start running away from the Lord.
After
you
all
know
that
hard
they
work,
do that?
He says they
because
do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we
empty.
Can for
you
an imperishable
when if you don't
crown.
Have nourishment?
No,
boy, the
they're running on empty.
The,
what does that tell us?
Of the goal
we must
line.
Have
the things that God has
spiritual
for
believers.
He says
we
in the next
the right
verse in 1 Corinthians 9,
what
he says, therefore
say
I
he was,
run
there
in
thus.
The garden as the devil was tempting
goes,
him. In Matthew
4, I run thus.
Jesus said, this man shall not live by bread alone.
Certainty.
He
how
says,
shall he live then?
Thus
by
every
fight.
Word that proceeds from the mouth
I say
of
this
God.
With such love.
The word
how many
of
believers
God is our
nourishment,
the race
and we
today
need that nourishment every day of our lives. Amen? Man, I'm telling you, if you stay
God's
out of
love,
the word for a week, you
God's
know what's going to happen to you?
Uncertain
you're going to be
God's provision,
weak.
Uncertain of God's promises.
You're going to be weak.
Oh, listen.
You know,
you've got
look
to have
the
right
so
nourishment.
Many believers
the Bible,
that
Paul
run
tells
around,
us in Romans 12, he says, I beseech you therefore, run by the mercies of God.
They're running in the wrong
about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God.
And then he says
something.
And you know why?
He says, and be not
conformed.
Some believers
believers are in that condition.
Don't be squeezed into the mold of this world. Don't let the world do that to you. The world's thinking, the world's attitude. Don't be conformed to this world,
but be ye
transformed
and reach the ultimate goal
by the renewing of your mind.
Listen,
you may prove what is
that
good, perfect, and acceptable will of God.
Amen.
Now, loved one, listen to me.
Jesus said this.
There are only two kinds of people
defeating the devil there in the garden.
Two kinds of
temptation. What did he say?
Matthew 4:4.
They have two kinds of man.
Shall not
everybody's running a race in this life
by bread alone.
But there's only two kinds of minds.
That won't sustain you.
He says, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
That is our nourishment.
Transformed to the things
of God.
Paul in verse 1,
what does he say?
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice.
Remember,
that is your daily
and then in verse 2, he says, and do not be conformed to this world.
He's not going
to
send you any more letters.
Into
let the world
squeeze you
into their fashion statement or their thinking.
Next week, we're going to talk about
into their mold
and so forth.
He says, there was a pastor that just said,
Friday, maybe so mad.
And he was talking about the word of God can't be trusted.
He said, the word of God is not all true
by the renewing of your mind.
I said, okay, well,
that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect.
See, if the word of God
is not all true,
there are only
how do you know what is true?
Runners.
Do you see what I'm getting at?
And
they run,
you know,
with only
two kinds or types
that I throw at
people like,
okay.
And
but they're not
this.
Real. They wouldn't
one
hurt you.
Is being transformed,
you know,
but it
makes
the
me feel better.
God, and the other one is being conformed
the Bible tells
to the
us
things
2 Timothy 3:16,
of this world.
And here's the deal:
that
whichever one you feed the most nourishment to
is
the one who's
Amen.
Going to win.
Given
Amen.
By inspiration of God.
Oh, listen.
Why?
An unarmed mind, an unrenewed mind
doctrine.
Is a dangerous, dangerous
it's profitable
thing.
Profitable for doctrine.
And
in other words, when we start studying
out,
doctrine means what
unless you get into the Word of God.
What's right in this life?
It has to become your
daily food, your daily nourishment.
Reproof.
You know, the Bible next Sunday,
if
the Lord willing,
I'm going to
talk about an individual
that's how we
who wrote
get
an
right.
article
and
in
it's
Star
profitable.
Telegram that
it says that
for
the
instruction
Bible is
in
not
righteousness,
the,
and that's
true
how
word
we
of
continue
God.
To stay right.
And
then
he
Paul
saying,
goes on and says,
true,
and without God's word, man,
listen, if the word
is
of God
incomplete.
Is not all true,
you're not
all God,
complete without God's
and
word.
All
amen?
From heaven.
Oh, listen,
then
how do you know which
the
one
word
is true?
Of God.
That
which
is our
false.
Nourishment.
It's
and here's
all
what happens.
True.
Now,
amen?
Listen to me.
How
if
do I know
we
that?
Don't
well, Jesus
go
said
to John
the word
17,
of God, which
is
thy word is
true,
living,
and then
vital nourishment.
2 Timothy
3:16,
where it says,
maybe not even understanding,
will run to
is given by inspiration of God.
And boy,
or from God.
It will never help.
Every one of
it. Why?
Because
I'm talking
real.
About the original
it's
writings.
Not true.
Amen.
God's word
Amen.
Is true.
Jesus
now,
said in John
17:17,
"It's profitable.
Thy word
it's profitable
is
for doctrine."
Truth.
In
Jesus
other words,
said, you shall
it's
know
profitable,
the truth, and the truth
means
set
what
you
is right
free.
For your
Amen.
Life.
And that's
it's
the only
that
truth
it's
that'll
profitable
set you free.
For reproof.
So listen,
what's not with
right
all
for
that
life.
Being
it's
said?
It's profitable
you
for
know,
correction,
how
to
get
right,
and for righteousness, how to stay right. Amen.
You the know, Bible.
Listen,
I
the
was,
Word of
I had
God,
a,
boy,
I
that
just
is what we
to
need.
Look
you know, the
purpose
of all of it, it says
in
2 Timothy 3:17 that the man of God, that the woman of God may be complete.
I had a little
thoroughly
like that, and I
for every just good put my scriptures down
and maybe a few points, and that's how I taught.
Right.
And
nourishment.
I was going through there
you
and you know, the memories
to
and
really
live
cool.
on.
But then
false
I looked and there was this article that I
and it'll
taken
never get
out
you
of a newspaper
where you need to go.
Stapled to one
you know,
of the pages in that
when
book.
I first started in the ministry,
and I thought, Lord, now this has
I had
to be
a little
you, because it's
just
a little
not even
illustration
bit,
of the sermon
just like
today.
And it was a little book.
And the story's about a
and
young
that's
man.
That's how I taught.
Named Rick Hansen.
Back then you didn't have a computer.
From
his home in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And when he was 15 years of age,
he was on a fishing trip with his
buddies. You know, I'd make all my notes,
and then if there was certain other things,
and
I would
they
take
loaded
clippings,
in the truck,
and he was
and
on
I was
the back
looking
of the truck,
through it,
and
they had
an automobile
and
accident,
fell across,
and
there in my
he
office,
was thrown from the truck,
and his spinal cord being
from a newspaper that
and
I'd
he ended
taken
up
out
at the age of 15, paralyzed from the waist
right
down,
and
let
I
me tell you what he did.
How perfect to share this.
He went
about
to
the
rehab.
Sermon today.
And let me
and
just read
just
a few things
and
from
worked.
It.
And he was striving.
The gentleman's
he was
name
he was
Rick
pressing
Hansen.
On.
Do you understand?
He's a Canadian.
He was
and when
reaching
he was 15
out
years
with
old,
a part of his body
he
that
was
working.
On his way home
and
from
this
a
is what happened
with his friends.
It says here,
he
and
was
I'm,
sitting
I'm quoting
in the back
from
of
the
newsletter,
truck,
and there
were a few
they
things,
had an automobile
accident.
He got involved
in
wheelchair sports
from the truck.
And later he became the first person with a physical impairment to graduate with a degree in physical education from the University of British
British Columbia.
And then Rick, he went out and got involved in wheelchair sports, marathons.
It says, and later he became the first person with a physical impairment He covers 35,000 miles. He got actually covers more than the circumference of the earth. 16 point wheeled himself across the Swiss Alps, it says. He met Pope John Paul II. He wheeled himself in ascended over the Great Wall of China, and then 2 years later, he began his final push across Canada and 29. Remember, he was hoping to raise money.
And then Pope John Paul II, he ascended, and his wheelchair drove him all the way across the Great Wall of China, and then 2 years later, he began his final push across Canada and 29. Remember, he was hoping to raise money. This is how, however, by the time that Rick reached his goal, $26 million. But you know what? What was his goal?
Now listen.
What is your goal?
What is your goal?
Do you know something? Listen to me.
Think about
you
that.
You have to be in the right race to get to the running race. And you know what?
You have to run. There's only two races. You're either running toward the Lord to end up in the right race, running away from God.
Amen.
And God,
Jesus came to the ultimate goal. Paul said, hey, I don't run with uncertainty. I know where I'm going. My eye is upon the author and the finisher of my faith. I've kept my eyes upon the ultimate goal one day. And what is the ultimate goal?
What is the ultimate goal?
You want it is?
Here it is.
Forever.
It's to be home
and ever
with Jesus
and ever
in heaven.
The upward call.
The upward heavenly call.
Amen.
That's the prize to be with the Lord.
Just think, listen, you're going to see the Lord.
Do you understand?
You're going to meet God.
Do you understand? Think about that. Heaven is real. You're going to see heaven. This is not our home.
Man,
but we are going to see angels one day to the ultimate goal.
Man, I mean, listen, I want to ask you a question. Are you running?
Is anyone here? You go, you know what, Bill? I'm running in the wrong direction.
Well, then why don't we change
to be absent from the body is to be present
in
with
the right direction.
Amen.
Amen.
Instant departure. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Instant arrival.
We thank you, Lord, that we crossed the ultimate goal and that our eyes are fixed upon Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen, if you don't know the Lord Jesus,
you know what? You can come to him right now,
right where you're sitting.
Those listening live,
you know,
you can
ask Christ to be the Lord of your life, and
I know
you can get in the race.
Because if you're not running the race for Jesus, you are running in the wrong direction.
Maybe
and it will take you where you do not want to go.
Because you are
so quickly.
You're running the race
as our heads are bowed and every believer praying.
Listen,
you're running away from God.
If you don't know the Lord,
you're not
running to God. Why don't you just lift your hand and say, Bill, pray for me.
You're not running with the church.
I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. I want to be saved.
You're running the wrong way.
Anyone at all. I just
and
have to ask
you,
in this
you
early service,
today,
anyone at
this,
all
this
now.
Is your opportunity to get back on track. Some of you believers,
well, Father,
listen, maybe you're stalled.
I'm going to believe.
Maybe you've been, you ran the race
service,
and you're just now,
everyone is
this
saved.
Came into your life, or that came into your
now,
life,
I don't need
this
to
memory,
look at
whatever it might have been.
That's your job, Lord.
It came in and it stopped
but
you.
But they know
it stopped
if they're
you from
truly
running.
Running the race of
you
faith or not.
You know what? I want to get back on
track. And Lord, if there's anyone here
that's, heads are bowed or
they've been knocked off,
and every person praying, I
want
to get back on track. I'm a
stalled,
Christian and
Lord,
I love the Lord, but
on the race
I'm stalled.
They're stalled.
I'm stalled.
Maybe it's
and I know
past.
I'm stalled.
You
I know
my true spiritual
condition and I'm not
them.
Running the race.
You can get
and they're
right,
hurting
right now. Just those that are believers and say,
Lord,
I am stalled.
Without raising
you just lift
hands
your hand.
Anything,
you don't have to come to this altar and just say, yes,
move
that's right. God bless you. God bless you.
Right
yes,
now
yes, yes.
That
thank
are not
you. Thank
running
you.
The race.
Yes, God bless you guys.
And
thank
by
you,
your
God
love
bless
and
you.
By your grace, would you get them back on track?
There's no one like the
I
Lord.
I thank you for that,
now
Lord.
I ask somebody else another
and
question.
And I thank you that one day by your grace and your
is Jesus Christ
and your mercy
Lord?
And Jesus Christ who paid for our sins.
He loves you. He died for your sins. He paid
for
your sins. Jesus wants you to be with him forever and ever and ever.
We
is Jesus your Lord? If he's not,
him.
Oh, loved one, you don't have to get out of your chair.
And
every Christian's praying. This is between you and me and God.
I pray.
But if Jesus is not your Lord, would you make him your Lord right now? Just lift your hand up and say, Bill, I want, God bless you, sir. That's right. I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. Quickly, anyone else? Hand up, put it right back down. Anyone else? You that are listening live, maybe you lifted your hand at home. Then I want you to pray this prayer with me. And those that lifted your hands here, you pray this prayer with me as well. Church, help me. Say, Father, today I'm no longer running away from you. I'm running to you. I want to be saved. I want to be forgiven. I want to run the race of faith. So right now, I confess with my mouth, Jesus, be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Father, you promised if I would confess Christ as my Lord, and truly believe in my heart, you would save me. I believe. Save me now. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. Father, we praise you now. We praise you, and we give you thanks. All the hands, oh Lord, that across the chapel, whatever, Lord God, you saw that it was a hand of faith. Now touch your sheep. Touch those that just came to Christ, oh God. We love you. What a great day you have given to us in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Listen.